Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 120, Meeting the Princesses at Town Square Theater. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello and welcome to Memory 120 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and once again I'll be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I can't believe it's almost here. This time next week I'll be in Disney California Adventure. I can't wait. Don't forget though, if you're going to be there July 18 and want to meet up, send me a private message on social media or text or voicemail on the voicemail line. I'd love to say hi to you. I'm really looking forward to seeing all the changes to this park. I've read and seen photos and videos and listened virtually through such great podcasts as Window to the Magic, but I can't wait to experience it for myself. But that's in the future. Let's get back to our memories. As we pick back up on our day in the Magic Kingdom, we just exited the Walt Disney World Railroad at Main Street Station and are now standing in Town Square of Main Street, USA. We took the train all the way around from Frontierland to meet the princesses. Well, originally we thought we'd get a fast passes, but it turns out the wait is so small, we just go ahead and get in line, and before you know it, we're through. Being able to see the princesses in less than 5 minutes will probably never happen again, thanks to the success of Frozen and the lines now to meet Anna and Elsa. Now, you also heard in last memory our discussion about dinner already, and we'll continue it as we're standing in line and trying to decide on a nice place to eat with options for our children. Which are vegetarian, by the way. As we exit the princesses, we'll stay with the memory as we peek into Tony's and then wander down Main Street, USA, looking at the various different establishments and checking out their menus. We'll end the memory as we're entering into Fantasyland, heading for our next attraction, you know, something to do just before we decide to eat supper. As you'll hear, the kids have a great time meeting the princesses. Each one, Cinderella, Aurora, and Rapunzel, were great. But Susie was most interested in Rapunzel, and Rapunzel didn't fail her. The interactions with the characters are priceless. You can kind of hear the princesses talking with them, Mikey giving them kisses, especially Rapunzel, and a little bit of playtime occurring with each one of them. We have some really cute pictures with each one of those princesses. And if you ever doubt meeting the characters, just listen to how excited the kids are. I will say, the location of the princesses today, as opposed to this memory, is huge. The location in Town Square Theater was definitely temporary. The room they were in was nothing more than a blue room with some backdrops hung up, so not really Disney standards. I was happy to see that shortly after this trip, the new Princess Fairytale Hall was open, which is thousands times better than this temporary location. But all that doesn't mean squat to my kids. They still thought it was the greatest thing ever. So, do you have a memory of meeting the princesses? Does listening to our adventure trigger a fond memory of one of your own trips? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdwmemories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, you know, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet or on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help to support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to click on the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we get to meet a few of our favorite princesses.
Yeah, we may just go get in. We're actually going to go inside in just a second. No, Mikey, we're not going to walk. We're not going to ride. Look, look. At least there's a Goofy over there, too. Those do that? Go inside. Run. How long is the wait for the princesses?
Should be right about that.
About 10? 10, 15? Come on, man. Hey. Come on, Mikey. Mikey, come on. Mikey.
I think they lost control of the time.
Blah Blue Room. Thank you. Who are we going to see in here, Susie? Princess. What princess? Who likes princesses? Keep going in. Susie Q. Who all do we have in here? And who else? Look behind you. With really long hair. Mikey, come back. Mikey, come back. Saying that, look at the little pencil, little girl with the pencil. Thank you.
Princess Hello. Right this way, please.
Thank you.
And friends with a thumb in her mouth. You know, King Louis King is, they have a thumb in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the characters.
Yeah.
What's the odds?
Mike, you stand up, please. Can you stand up? Thank you. Come on.
I'm really thinking that we ought to try and do Tony's just to be indoors and go there after, right after this, and see if we can get, see when we can get in.
Is the Liberty Tower something you want to buy, or is that over in front of
it? It's Liberty, it's over in Liberty Square. Okay. Go down Main Street to the end. Almost to where we were standing when we were watching the parade. You didn't like it as much. It will work, but it wasn't as good. Tony's at least had better options. Tony's had better options. I know that. Checking to see what the lighting looks like. You mind getting one with the whole family?
Sure thing.
Take out your earbuds, do
it. Not today, but we are now. Can we take a quick family photo? Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What did she answer?
She asked me how long she sleeps, and the little girl said something like 5 to 7 hours. And she said, oh, I'm 10 hours.
We're going to go walk next door to Tony's.
Okay, and then?
It's a Small World, Peter Pan.
I don't feel like we've accomplished something today.
I thought she was really... Oh, the ride?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a dark ride. It's better in person than on video. Oh, hey, kiddos. There you go. Mikey. Hey, Mikey, over here. You can I get one with the whole family? Do you mind? Only restaurant, only availability is at 8:30. Thank you. My Rapunzel. We gotta
like
let her? We gotta let other people have a chance to talk
to
her too.
The whole thing about Pascal, did you hear that?
What?
To Mikey, which she goes, that's just how Pascal goes, because it's, she goes, do you know my friend Pascal and Susie?
No.
She's like, you don't. Are you trying to get out, Mikey?
All right, come on, guys. Susie, let's go. I'm hoping. Because they don't always... Hi. We wanted to see if you can get four of us in tonight.
Now we can do it if you want a different time.
You can do it now?
Now, absolutely.
Are you hungry yet? How much later do you have? Like, you can't guarantee.
Let me do a check.
Can four, I get one four? Thing?
Yes, two adults, two children.
I'll just put in dinner and we'll see what we have available.
There's one for 5:15.
Trace? Tracy? Today, do you want to come back at 5:15 in a half an hour? Yeah, we could probably get Small World in or something like that. Or go back and get Fast Passes. If we're about 5 minutes late, is there a problem? 5 or 10 minutes? Okay. Can we do the 5:15 then? Maybe.
No, I'm just going to put it in a different way.
Okay.
Four.
Two adults, two children.
How old are the children?
5 and 2.
You need a high chair or a booster?
Boosters, probably, for both of them. But if you need one booster or two boosters, it doesn't matter. One of them can kneel. The older can kneel if they need to.
Are you on a meal plan, too?
No, ma'am.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Still like this or not? You want to go? I think it'd be nice to come in, sit down, get out in the air conditioning for a while. And all right, come on, kiddos. Mikey, Susie. We'll come back in a little while. We're not going to eat right now. We're going to come back in about 30 minutes, okay? We're going to go ride one more ride. You want to go ride Small World or something like that? Okay. Mikey, go get your brother. Let's go ride a ride. Come on. We'll come back in just a little bit. Put your sticker on, Mikey. Put your sticker on your shirt. There we go. All right. Let's go find a ride. Come on. There comes the mommy. Right this way. All right. Hop in the stroller. Mikey, can you ride in the back for now? Sister's turn up front. Actually, if you can push for a minute, I'll put this stuff away. Yes, straight ahead. Not quite, but pretty far back. Well, I don't think we can come back at like 7 and try and take it. I asked her if there was, if we come back a little late. She's like, oh, that'll be fine.
If we pass what it was, whatever
it was that you had picked up before.
Yeah, then we'll just miss it. They've got nothing on me.
That's other. What I was asking.
Yes, they've got. I'm not sure what you were asking. Okay. I don't think they're charging anymore. I don't think they're doing that penalty for.
I hope not, because you've got another reservation.
No, I just killed them all.
Oh, did you?
I was doing that while we were talking to princesses. With the exception of the Liberty Tree Tavern, which we'll walk past. Yes, but I'm going to take it right back out in about 2 minutes, so I'll just wait. Okay. Thank you. Hang on. Speed bump. Ba-dum. I swear, I don't think it was this hot last time we were here.
No.
And all, it's not bad. I mean, it's hot, but
it's just so, it makes you so sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not horrific. I'm not like dying, but
if it was, if it was crowded, holy cow, it would be. It would have been
almost intolerable.
Yeah, that we've been here when it's this hot and it's actually crowded too. Then it's just, it's no fun. All right, so you got to see how that one, how Tony's looked as far as meals. We're walking right past the Liberty Tree Tavern. We'll stop real quick. You can peek. It's here on your left. Around the corner. Keep going. See the sign, the placard in front of you, straight in front of you, straight in front of you. Even for a 2-year-old?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Okay.
And they're vegetarian. What are
there's mac and cheese. There's mac and cheese. There's stuffing. There's
zucchini, like it's like a seasonal.
The seasonal vegetables, the summer vegetables.
Green beans.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes, stuffing.
Okay.
You can also get the veggie burger that we serve at lunchtime too.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got a veggie burger as well that you could ask for.
Really cool.
Hi.
Thank you. That's a no? Okay. I didn't realize it was an all you care to eat only for dinner.
I would prefer 7 o'clock because I would love to get some actual stuff done.
Oh, our reservation, I think, is at 7.
Here
oh, no, it was. Yeah, that's right. It was, wasn't it?
Now, this is the market where there was.
Do you want to go peek through there? I think sitting down in air conditioning sounds really very tempting for $20 a person. Yeah, I didn't think Tony's was all that bad in price.
Well, compared to that.
Well, in general, we were under $40 for lunch.
It's
$37, I think, which is almost normal. But you see the. All the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I appreciate Disney finally doing stuff like that. And this is the other place. I think this is what we had thought about going to as far as restaurants. Yes, I would suggest it just so that you can... Well, I mean, it's a bar. It's a walk-up. I want to say it was this one. I may be wrong. No, it wasn't this one. Oh, that's, I think, why it was interesting. Because, I mean, we can do stuff like that.
Yeah. As a vegetarian show.
All right. Kind of, it was like a 5-minute wait, I think, last time I looked. This is Rapunzel's bathroom.
Huh?
This is Rapunzel's bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
See the tower?
Nice little sitting area. Is there somewhere to get food?
No. But my understanding is you can actually charge.
Right.
There's a charging stations.
Right there, that's the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.